guy behind you didn't have to pick on you. Everybody else was trying to take care of you.
Step up.
Okay. Ready?
We'll get our meeting started. We'll stand and do the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I have the clerk do the roll call.
Ballinger.
Here.
Edmonds.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Here.
Srulik.
Here. When the clerk's ready, I need a motion to approve the minutes of our last meeting, March the 1st.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion on the minutes of our last meeting? If not, call the roll, please.
Edmonds. Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll have the clerk read the bills and payroll.
General Administration, $6,775.20. Economic Development, $1,434. Police, $3,420.32. Fire, $1,555.47. Street, $5,969.64. Parks, $245.51. Public Health and Safety, $431.90. Liability Insurance, $100. Garbage Disposal, $83.77. Cemetery, $4,921.37. Water Operations, $30,775. Sewer Operations, $1,837.27. Drug Enforcement, $6,087.50. Special Tax Allocation, TIF 1, $750. Water Main Extension Project Fund, $26,977.74. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $560,181.14.
Thank you. Tom, you want to make the motion to approve the bills and payroll?
Yes, I'll make that motion.
Need a second?
I'll second it.
Any discussion on the bills and payroll? If not, call the roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll move down to an appointment on the fire pension. You got a motion for that?
Mm-hmm. Motion to reappoint Clint Lichtenwalter to the fire pension board, said term to expire April 1st, 2023.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion been made and second. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. Report from Streets and Public Improvement.
Yeah, we've got Steve with us tonight and Terry Fountain to discuss, go over this project down here for the sidewalk, the stairs and stuff. So, Steve, you want to take it over?
Somebody else involved with it at different levels will come out with a different interpretation.
and it does make it extremely difficult. But we went into the project under the assumption that as long as we didn't change anything on that intersection, we could leave that for a later point to come. And a lot of the underlying fact there is just the cost. It is extremely expensive when you have this type of elevation issues, and you'll see that directly when Terry kind of goes over the proposal that we're going to give you to try to address this. But as the project proceeded, IDOT did receive a formal complaint that we weren't addressing it, and that's when they came in and made it clear to us that it has to be addressed. The interpretation of not doing anything there wasn't valid anymore. So, after months of discussion and back and forth trying to get this resolved, what we've come to you tonight with is a proposal, and I'm going to turn that over to Terry Fountain from Cummins Engineering. He's our project engineer on this, and Terry has spent a great amount of time, along with his colleagues, coming up with a solution that's as cost-effective as possible, albeit, but it's still going to be expensive. And as near as we can tell, it does meet all the federal guidelines. Now, that said, and I'll just go ahead and share this with you now, you all have a copy of an email. We've been working with IDOT because they are the agency that, if a complaint is filed, they're the agency that comes in and critiques and tells us whether we're right or wrong. We have repeatedly and for months tried to get them on board to approve a set of plans for us that would assure us that we're meeting compliance, because ultimately that's what we want to do. We just want to meet compliancy. We want to close out this project. We want to get it done. But as you will notice in the last email from IDOT's representative, Brian Trigg, his last paragraph clearly states that it appears that this meets all the criteria and the guidelines, but then he concludes it with, unless there's a complaint. That's truly an unacceptable response to me, but that's their response. That's what they're going to do. They're leaving the burden upon us and the engineer to make sure we provide the solution. And we feel we have, but I do feel that they're a piece of the project. We can't move forward with a project like this without IDOT approval, because we're using federal aid dollars. They review and approve the plans. We can't move without that being done. And that was done originally. So we've asked for a specific critique and review of this, and ultimately, there's their answer. So I just want you to be aware of that. And, we may have to have a discussion later about whether or not there's more that we need to do pursuing this. That would be a council option. Maybe you want to talk to your state legislators and discuss this further. Again, that's for down the road, but we do have a plan, a revised addition here that we want to get approval on to meet everything we need there and get this project wrapped up, because obviously we're closing in on the start of construction season. Our contractor there, Illinois Valley, has been they've been really good about working with us, and they just want to conclude the project as well. But we want to get this done as soon as we can and go on. So that's where we're at, and obviously if you have questions when we're all done, you can certainly ask me or Terry, but at this point we have had plans available up here. I hope you've had a chance to take a look at them, but regardless, Terry's going to go through our proposal and make you aware.
Okay. As Steve said, when this project first got started, before we even went to construction, we believed that we were going to be able to bypass that corner because we were able to come up with a couple of alternate pedestrian access routes and to deal with this at some later date. Once we got going and there was a complaint filed, then we were told, yes, we had to do something. I know I made a number of phone calls sky is blue, but if they come in and tell you it's green, it's green. So anyway, we went through and came up with a design that we believe will work. One of the first things you should see is a plan sheet where you sort of see that whole northeast corner of Webster and Center Street. And we went through there and what we ended up doing so we can do away with some of that grade that's created by the sidewalk with the difference in elevation of the natural ground versus the street elevation is we're basically pulling that sidewalk along along Center Street down closer to the street. So it's going to be basically 3 feet away from the back of curb. Then we will be angling it as we get to Webster Street and also to the alley. Basically, we've got two curbs there at the alley that we also have to address so that someone who has a mobility issue can basically get all the way across Webster, across the alley, continue on at least to Woodlawn. We are looking to make it a 5 foot wide as we have everywhere else. As far as the width, we will be putting a 6-inch curb in there. And then at the actual corner, we will meet the ADA ramp requirements there.
I'm going to have to do some
which that basically meets ADA. And then as we come up Webster, because of part of the grade of Webster Street, that sort of contributes to the grade because we are trying to not to have to touch the driveway at the concave. So basically we've come in, put in the proper grades that we believe will meet ADA. When I sent my letter or my email to IDOT, I went through every item and said, we believe we meet this, we believe we meet this, we believe we meet this. Please tell us if you see anything that's wrong. And as Steve said, they said, yeah, all looks good, unless someone decides to file a complaint. I think it still will hold up if it goes that far. Right now, the estimate of cost, and there are a few items that we do not have a unit price on that I have to get from the contractor. But in order to do this length of sidewalk along Center Street and up Webster Street, which also will include some of the retaining walls you've seen in other locations. Right now we are looking at just under $88,500.
Wow.
Now when I got a chance to talk to the two property owners, the Con Hetties, south of the alley, and then also, I don't remember the gentleman's name, who's just north of the alley. I did talk to him about getting a temporary easement in order to lay back some of the yard, which would allow us to reduce the amount of retaining wall. And when I've talked to him back in, I believe it's December, they both seem to be on board with it. And if we can do that, then I do believe by eliminating some of that retaining wall will be actually a savings of about $12,000. So that would then hopefully bring it down to $76,000, give or take. But like I said, there are a few items that we still need to get a unit price from the contractor on to finalize that final cost. But we do believe our estimate is fairly close.
know, if I were you guys, the first question I would have was, $88,000, exactly how are we going to pay for that? This project has been primarily funded on an 80-20, 80% federal aid dollars, 20% city dollars. Now, keep in mind, the federal aid, the reality of that is, that's very similar to motor fuel tax dollars. Each community gets X amount of dollars allocated into a fund for them. The last project we did with FAU dollars was East Main Street. And IDOT, again, administrates that. What we did on Main Street, we did it actually when we constructed Cleveland Drive, and we're doing it on this project as well. We were a little short of having the dollars in the fund at the time. So what they do is they basically redline that account, and you're basically borrowing against the future against yourself. So in reality, 80% of this would come from that fund, and it would just add another year or two that we would be in arrears before we get back into the black on the FAU fund. So out of the 88,000, wherever it ends up landing for sure, we would be on the hook for 20% of that out of our local dollars today. The rest would be coming out of the federal aid future dollars. So I just thought I'd get that out there right out of the gate, because I knew that would be right the first question you'd ask. But after that, we're prepared, I hope, to answer whatever questions you might have.
Anybody got any questions for Steve?
Yeah, Steve, to look at this plan here on the corner, is that access to Center Street and Webster on that ramp? Or did you just come out to Center Street?
No, we have to actually, when we build those ramps, because of the fact that it's multi-directional, it would access the north and south and the east and west.
Okay.
And part of this project, just because, again, complete transparency, and you need to be aware, on the west side of the road, that ramp area there that's already been constructed as a one-way would have to be removed and replaced with a two-way, but that's part of this number. That's part of this project.
Okay.
Yes, actually, we will leave the one that currently crosses Webster on the west side, and we will actually be shifting the one that will be coming across Center Street. So we'll be taking out about 3 panels of sidewalk, putting in the ramp so that we can make that crossing over to the east side of Center Street.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else got any questions?
I noticed in there at one point that it said about the utilities. By doing this plan and going down closer to the road, we will not have to be relocating the utilities in that section.
Under the existing walk. So fiber optic relocations can be extremely expensive. And the reality is, we've done some research, and when I say we, Tim really is the one that did the work on this. We tried to find what our franchise agreement is with that particular company, and we're not 100% sure. A lot of times, it's up to the company to move them themselves, but we have had circumstances here in Clinton where agreements that were reached long before any of us were put in place, it wasn't so good, and it came back to the city to have to pay for that. So our hope is that that will not be the case.
Okay.
Now, as far as like water, I'm not 100% sure currently where the water service is to the Conheady property. That would be the only thing that I would have a question that may have to be lowered, but I know the water department well enough. I think that if that indeed were the case, we could get that done at a pretty minimal cost.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a real issue.
And if I remember right, I think
down in Center Street proper.
And Steve, also last fall, well, we knew we were probably going to have to go in there and do some excavation of that side slope, we did have the contractor do some potholing with his equipment. You know, not knowing exactly where the utilities would be, but we took some guesses where we thought we would be going down, and we did not find anything, at least at that point. But the contractor will definitely be calling Julie, and we'll end up having to go through that process once we get closer.
Right. I guess I'm just, I'm kind of adhering to Murphy's Law on this, because it seems like this particular area has bad karma. So I just don't want to say for 100% surety of anything when it comes to that. We anticipate that we won't have a utility conflict, but note I use the word anticipate and hope. Until we do the actual Julie, we wouldn't be 100% sure, but there was potholing done. I remember that. It appeared to be we would be in the clear through the areas we were working, with the exception of the water service. That would be the one thing we'd have to verify.
It's on Webster.
If I remember right, that comes out Webster Street.
I'm with him. I'm thinking that's where it comes off on that side.
There, so.
Well, we like it better when you guys say that, because if it's wrong, it's better you than I.
Oh, yes. We take it, you know. Yeah. But if it's not, yeah, it's not hard to lower it. That wouldn't be a problem. Okay, that's the only thing I had.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. Public property, what do you got for us, John?
We're having some fun later, so I don't have anything.
Don't have anything? Okay. Health and safety?
I have nothing for
you
tonight.
Have nothing. Tom, you have something for us this evening?
I think Tom may have gotten disconnected from his medical stuff.
Okay. Clint, you have anything?
No.
Okay. We'll move down to our unfinished business, and we've got a motion for the contract proposal for Encore.
Yep. Motion to approve the two-year contract between the City of Clinton and Encore Developmental Services for the ground maintenance work, which includes Mr. Lincoln Square and a six-block radius around the square, City Hall, Downey Park, and the Rogue Court Peace Park, in the amount of $96,729, and that would be $47,185 for 2021 and $49,544 for 2022.
I'd make that motion.
Motion's been made.
I'll second it.
Second. Any discussion on the contracts? If not, call the roll, please.
Allinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
He's off.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes. We'll move down to new business. We're going to place on file the Webster Street ADA compliance that we just talked about. And that will end our business for there. We're going to go into closed session.
Okay. Need a motion to hold a closed session for approval of closed session minutes, employment of employee, and collective bargaining.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Allinger?
Yes.
Srulik?
Yes.
Cheryl, I'm going to end this meeting, and then you can click on the link for the other one.
Okay.